the mountain to pray, and he spoke of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Jude. Now, St. Jude, of course, as I was growing up, that was the first novena I ever went to. And it was appropriate because St. Jude is the patron of lost causes, huh? And so that's why Father Dedish is pastor at St. Jude's Lost Cause, so he made it a full-time person. But when we look at the intercession of the saints pray for us, and they intercede for us. And the reason they do that is because of the first reading. Remember in the first reading here to the book of Ephesians, it says that we are the temple sacred to the Lord. We are growing into this temple. In him, we are also being built into a dwelling place for God. Since God dwells in us, God dwells in St. Simon and St. Jude, that we're together and we're always connected. The saints aren't people that we take the place of God. We don't pray to saints. We pray with saints, and saints pray with us. And so cases that seem to be impossible, the saints see the face of God and they know they're not. And so anything we have, knowing that God lives inside of us and God lives inside the saints, and because Jesus is one, we can have full confidence that God hears our prayers and he hears the prayers of the saints. And together as a family, one day we'll all be together in heaven. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Please stand.